This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We all know that many women are leaving it later in life to have babies, and that's led to some problems, increasing rates of infertility and miscarriage, and higher rates of maternal health problems like gestational diabetes. It's not all bad news, though. Older mums may actually be doing better when it comes to raising their kids. Dr. Justin Colson is a parenting expert and the author of 9 Ways to a Resilient Child. Hi, Justin.
G'day, Katrina.
So why are women leaving it later to have babies?
Well, the average age has increased to around about 30, 31 years of age now in Australia. And I think that the arguments for waiting seem to be built around things to do with economic stability, relationship stability. Adult essence is a thing nowadays. Once you're no longer an adolescent, you become an adult essence because you're still living at home and sponging off mum and dad while you do your degree and get your career established. And, marriage and family are all happening much later than they were a generation or two ago. And so I think that all of that sort of comes into play when people are making these decisions.
Mm. So tell us about this new study. What are some ways that older mums are doing really well?
Yeah, pretty curious. I mean, this is the kind of thing that's bound to induce mother guilt. And also, it makes anyone who's not an older mum say, well, hang on, I'm doing fine too. And let's be really clear from the outset. This isn't to suggest that any mums are doing poorly. What this research shows, and it's only been published in the last few days, is that mums who commence their families older, while they do run a whole lot of health risks, I mean, we know that the best time to be having a child is in your mid-20s from a physiological perspective, but older mums seem to, they seem to have better kids. That's not very gentle, but that's what the numbers
are
telling.
Wow, okay, really? How are they better?
Yeah. Well, older mums seem to be better mums than younger mums. And I'm kind of just saying what the data says. I think that it's a lot more nuanced than this. Mm. But let me just say what the data says, and then we can kind of unpack it a bit if we need to. Mm. Older mums tend to be more educated. They tend to be more psychologically mature and stable, I think is the word that the research has used, than younger mums. Mm-hmm. Their relationships certainly are more stable, and they have a higher level of what we call psychological flexibility, which is associated with that whole maturity thing. As you get older, you can kind of step back and see the big picture and respond more flexibly to challenging circumstances, whereas you know what it's like when you're younger. We do tend to be a little bit reactive. We blow up from time to time when we're younger. And hopefully, as we get older, we deal with the challenges that life gives us better. Having children can be one of those challenges.
Yeah, absolutely. It does take a fair bit of maturity because you have to put another little person before yourself all the time, don't you?
I think that that's one of the central reasons that these findings showed up in the data. The curious thing here is that not only are mums who are older apparently doing a little bit better, but their children are as well. The children tend to be a little bit more emotionally stable. They tend to be less likely to have behavioural or social or emotional difficulties. Now, again, I'm not... I feel a bit funny talking about this. My wife and I started our family quite young. We've had 6 children across 3 decades. Mm. We've had kids in the 90s, the noughties, and now. And so we started, that sounds like a radio thing, doesn't it? We're having kids in the 90s, noughties, and now.
The best of the hits from that, exactly.
That's right. We've watched as people have had families older and younger, and I think that our experience would typically say that the data is generally accurate. And that's the thing with psychological studies, is you get general findings. That means that there's a whole bunch of people that congregate around the middle, and it's true for most people to some degree, and then there's a handful of people at either extreme for whom it's not true at all. This data seems to be fairly consistent with what most people I've spoken to have experienced. That is, older mums are a bit more mature, they're a bit more stable, they're a bit more balanced, and they tend to raise children who therefore do a little bit better.
Hmm, interesting, isn't it? Well, obviously, we have to weigh up the risks of having kids later as well when we decide to have children. But at least, I guess, those of us who have, maybe not through planning, but just through circumstances, had kids older, maybe don't have to feel guilty.
I think so. And can I just also throw in really quickly, I know we're wrapping up, but if you are a younger mum, this doesn't say for a fraction of a second that you're not a good mum, nor does it say that your children can't be healthy and happy. I mean, we all know many, many, many wonderful mums and dads who started their families young and have got great kids and they've got wonderful families. It's just saying that on the average, there seems to be a slight difference, and maybe the older mums have got something that the young mums don't on average.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Justin.
Thanks, Katrina.
It's Dr. Justin Colson from happyfamilies.com.au.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.